Well, there might be 10 years of time between them, but a recently released Senate inquiry into the wine industry looks remarkably similar to the one from 2005. The findings include a proposal to make radical changes to the industry's tax arrangements. As Clint Jasper reports, that recommendation has already drawn the ire of winemakers and divided senators on the committee.
That's a recommendation to scrap the $500,000 tax rebate winemakers, big and small, boutique and clean skin, Australian and New Zealand, can claim on the wine equalisation tax, or WET, they pay. During the hearings conducted by the Senate Rural and Regional Affairs and Transport Committee last year, it was made clear that the rebate, designed to help boost regional economies, was having lots of unintended consequences. Winemakers Federation of Australia Chief Executive Paul Evans says he was surprised to see the WET rebate put on the chopping block.
It's not WFA's proposal or the proposal that we've put to government with our sister organisation Wine Grapes Growers Australia, and that is to keep the rebate because it continues to deliver a level of significant support to smaller wine businesses and to help them in a period of sustained tough trading conditions. And the inquiry as it went around Australia heard plenty on that note from smaller businesses. So from that respect, given the evidence that was put to them, it is a little bit of a surprise.
Major producers like Treasury Wine Estates and Pernod Ricard winemakers told the committee the rebate should go. But that's not the opinion of independent Senator for South Australia, Nick Xenophon, who wrote a dissenting report.
Well, I'm gobsmacked that the major parties have come up with the conclusions they have, given the weight of the evidence given to the inquiry.
He says it's an area of comprehensive policy failure on both sides of the aisle.
Because successive governments have ignored the bleeding obvious. The sooner we reform the sector, the sooner we get savings going back into promoting Australian wine to the rest of the world, the better the demand there will be for Australian wine, which will in turn lift the prices for wine grape producers and wine producers alike. But at the moment, it seems that the government has kowtowed to vested interests rather than the broader interests of this sector. And in turn, it means that the wine industry in this country will continue to struggle and that you'll see an increasing number of wine grape growers and smaller wine producers who just won't be able to go on for another harvest.
Senators Sean Edwards and Bill Heffernan also disagreed with the recommendation to abolish the rebate. Another major focus of this inquiry was the power wielded by the supermarket duopoly Coles and Woolworths. The Winemakers Federation has long campaigned to have supermarket-owned wine brands labelled as such, and the wine they make closed out of the WET rebate system. The committee agreed. It also agreed with a push to increase the money available for marketing Australian wine overseas. Paul Evans says he's disappointed in the slow pace of change.
It's hard to say I'm not disappointed because we have done the work, the analysis, we've done the consultation, we've done the independent modelling and provided the legal advice to government. We've also come up with a proposal which delivers significant savings to government as well, which is an important point in these current budgetary environments. So, look, we believe that we have ticked all the boxes and we have a compelling proposal in front of government. And so, yes, it's with every delay, with every vintage that goes past, we continue to avoid taking the steps we need to take in partnership with government to really give this industry a fighting chance.
While this report may not bring about direct change, reform of the industry's tax arrangements are also being considered in the federal government's tax white paper.
Clint Jasper reporting there, and the committee's chairman, Glenn Stirl, was not available for comment before he went to air, but check in online for more coverage of the report.